Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Nas Jam Sessions. Man, Gami, nice to have you on the show. How is everyone doing?
How you doing? Good to be here.
I'm doing great. Since it's a combined space, I think Rocketman will be joining us shortly. We're going to go through a couple of things. Gami, welcome back from that amazing podcast. I just saw the preview. You want to chat about that?
Yeah, for sure, man. Today is actually a pretty special day. It's my Noun 189's birthday. So
that's a nice one.
Yeah, it's been exactly 1 year since winning that auction and starting off on this journey. So.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
How does it feel 1 year later? Do you feel like we're just getting started?
Yeah, it feels like the very beginning. Like it feels like I'm just starting to properly understand like what's ahead and what the potential looks like. And yeah, I got a thread coming out shortly to celebrate today, and the release of the podcast with Adam Levy on Mint Podcast is perfect timing because it dive a bit deeper into discovering crypto and nouns and just a lot of talk about skateboarding and Nas and extreme sports. So it's exciting times.
Love that. This is Nas Jam Sessions. It's usually a chill one towards the end of the Thursday as we're getting into the weekend. So no pressure, guys. No pressure. You can just come on. So one thing I wanted to get in, what's been on your week to this week? Like, what's the thing that has stood out for you this week? I'm going to chat with everyone here on stage. For me personally, that's Gnarly. We have been doing the daily drop every day, dropping new content on that's Gnarly. I'm excited to see how the platform is performing. We have collectors on. The athlete experience is amazing. I love it. I don't know, Gami, do you have something written down that maybe you could have compiled?
Yeah, for sure. In terms of some numbers around what's been happening, I guess, there's going to be some threads coming out with all the in-depth info on that. But in terms of the fact it being a MVP and this, you know, primarily being a chance for the team to iron out bugs, it's been pretty successful. Like, I think there's been a couple of ETH that's come into the ecosystem because of it and onboarded a bunch of awesome creators. And we're figuring out like what the right parameters are for this thing to run properly because, you know, there's quite a lot involved at this stage. It's very manual. But in the future, and I've seen some of the prototype and contracts that are being prepared, it's going to be an automated platform that's, you know, trustless, just like the auctions are. And the community will essentially be running it and sort of we'll be able to tweak it and make these changes that sort of fit our needs as we go. So it's been really cool, and I think there's been sort of some big names actually that have started to drop a couple of bits of content on the platform.
Yeah, I've been seeing when you look at the new content, you do see some new names. And that excites me. Usually when you see a new name, it means that person was probably showed this by someone and they enjoyed it, they liked it. I wanted to talk to you, Gami, a bit about this platform before we get into all the other alpha that you have. Is when it comes to control, like let's say someone submits a video that maybe is a bit extreme. I know we're extreme, but it could be extreme. So what are some of the controls that you have put in place to make sure that no one submits maybe some bad content?
Yeah, there's like, for example, in the last week, this isn't to discourage anybody from creating what they want to create, but we had a discussion internally where Will Diaz made some amazing content where he skates like random household objects. Like, for example, he hops on a shovel and like ollies the shovel and slides down a ledge that he's set up on his stairs. And it's like super creative and amazing. But there are a couple of things where he's like doing a crazy trick with a machete. So it's like internally we discussed, you know, as this thing progresses and grows, the incentive to sort of outdo each other is a real thing. And it's a real thing you experience when you go skating with friends, for example. You know, you want the adoration of them and you want to impress your friends. And we are mindful of the fact that there could be content that comes in that's maybe like a bit too risky, you know, like, so we, rather than just having like a disclaimer, we working hard on different methods to be able to collaboratively moderate the platform. And for example, with Will the other day, like, he was very happy to just like cut out a couple of small sections where we don't really have a strong opinion ourselves. It's just we're being mindful of, like, you know, as we're starting to get this thing up and running, that we don't want to sort of create any pitfalls where we can get into, you know, incentivizing the wrong things or sort of promoting, you know, unsafe activities. Of course, it's action sports, like, everything is unsafe. That's where the adrenaline comes in. But yeah, just a few considerations for us as a community. So continue working out those features as the time allows us to.
I like that. I like that. I think, first of all, when I heard it, my first thought was like, isn't this censorship? But then when I looked at the legal side of things, of course, there has to be some way that this comes around. But I'm excited to see, like, the new setup. I don't know. Can you talk a bit about the new contracts? Do you know much about them and how they're set up and how they'll be working?
Yeah, I've got a fair idea of things. So the guys have, you know, mostly been focused on the front end to make it a better experience, make the videos load better, you know, figure out where to place things, because, like, all the content's different size and ratio, you know, that it's filmed in. So there's been a lot of focus on that. But at the same time, yeah, Rocketman and his team have been busy, yeah, putting together contracts that they'll essentially make the platform operate in a trustless manner. So if you can imagine, like, people who create content, they come to the platform, they submit their content, and then, you know, it's a front-end integration at that point where people can come in and use their tokens to give weighted votes and essentially upvote their favorite stuff. And then, you know, the different pieces of content float to the top and, you know, become eligible for a drop or an auction. Then it gets to this point where, rather than what we're doing now, where we're manually doing everything in the back end, instead it'll be similar to, like, how Nouns and NAS auctions work, but with our daily drops. So, and the weekly auction. So people who are part of the community will be curating the content, and then stuff will get, like, stuff that's made it past a certain threshold will be queued up, and it'll be, like, you know, ready to drop, essentially. And then as a community member, a holder of the editions or NAS tokens or ALPS DAO tokens, you'll be able to actually click a button to be the person that instigates the drop. So you kind of get this tick of provenance against your Ethereum address, your ENS, that shows that you were the person that sort of, like, discovered the content, in the sense that you dropped it. Like, you're the one who instigated that transaction. And then, of course, that opens up, like, all these different opportunities with how, you know, data that we're getting from on-chain can affect future features and different ways that we can try to think about gamifying the platform more and making it more engaging and more rewarding as well. So there's a lot to consider, and I'm just really glad that, like, we've got the right people on the job, because a lot of it is way over my head.
I like that. I think for me, with the new features, the thing that stood out for me was having this 24-hour lag before the content is minted. That's kind of cool for, like, the daily drop. Essentially, now that opens up a new part. Actually, it was Zags who was giving this idea yesterday. I think yesterday or maybe 2 days ago. I'm not sure. Nice. Time moves very fast in this space. But the whole idea is that since we have 24 hours, for those that maybe handle the show or maybe are working on the show, gives us 24 hours to be able to prepare, because we know what's going to drop. Even when the community is here, the community votes without, you know, that fear, maybe, like, the pressure, like, oh, this has to drop now. So the community can now take time and look through, and because you know that, oh, once this goes in. So I just like the new setup, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too, man. And I know, like, Christian in the audience at the moment too, so I don't know if he wanted to say anything or answer any questions later, but very, very much more than welcome, since he works closely with Rocketman. But I think, like, the other thing it sort of alludes to in terms of what we're learning from this experiment is that people like Ashanti have gone out and talked to their friends and shown them what we're doing, and they're being very understanding of the fact that this is new and it's not quite ready for a huge influx of people, but at the same time, they're really understanding like the reason behind it. And it's awesome to have community members like Ashanti who are really excellent ambassadors for what it is that we do. And they're talking a lot about the topic of, you know, ownership and the fact that instead of just, you know, handing over content to platforms that just monetize you, you know, the way that things have gone in the past with, you know, artists being exploited by corporations and all that sort of stuff, things that have happened in the past have left a bad taste in people's mouth.
Yeah. It's only been, diving into space feels like years. Go on, guys.
I just ran some numbers real quick as well. So since launch, the platform That's Gnarly, so with the editions, open editions, and the one auction that we've done, it is 2.8 plus 0.169 ETH. So yeah, we've done around just under 3 ETH in primary sales on the platform, which is pretty awesome. Like, yeah.
That's amazing.
When you consider, yeah, the editions are priced at 0.0069, which is currently in US dollars somewhere around $10.
$10, $11.
Yeah.
One thing I'm curious about, has anyone, and it's funny that I have not been, but has anyone been onboarded by receiving their NAR for their, like, for dropping something? Like, they weren't NARs yet, and they got their first NAR through dropping a clip. Has that happened yet?
Flora Shirt got the day before yesterday.
See, that's what it's about. That's what it's about right there. That's going to be crazy. People just, like, that's it, you know?
And
like,
he didn't even have a MetaMask. He didn't have a MetaMask until, like, because I got him a heck. Like, that was, like, probably, like, in the beginning of, like, towards the end of last year, right after we saw Gammy. And I was telling him, I was like, dude, like, this is going to be way different. Like, and he met Gammy out in NYC.
That's right.
But he was like, all right, if you're going to take over and like do what you say you're going to do, then let me see what happens. And then I showed him, and then he watched the whole me post and like what we've been doing since the day I met Gammy. And then the day Gammy helped me get out to Cali, the Vans Olympic Open. So sick. Like, then like people started to see, and then there are a lot more other heads are starting to stand like what's really going on. And I got a couple heads where they're actually building. They do the construction for the snow park. So the homie, he drives the freaking Johns and makes the half pipes and everything. So Mizzle's gonna jump in. He has a nice proposal and everything for like the way he wants to use that Gnarly too. And it was the same way I was thinking. And I think versus Alps, all right, so Alps versus NARS, Alps might have a better chance pulling a lot more people in, because a lot of people, a lot of kid parents snowboard, or kids who snowboard, ski, they have money. Their parents have money, so they could spend, they can spend to go do the whole, like, oh, we're going up to the mountain because we already got a lodging and all, we got to pay for our day pass. But now what if we take this and turn this in, like, owning a NARS or owning a day pass for certain mountains, you know, for certain events that we have on mountain. So like, that's a different way to get people in and involved and stuff like that. So yeah, we have a whole thing I was talking today, and I'll brief it over later on.
That's so cool.
I think also Nem DeBell,
he had his proposal up requesting for an hour, and he went on the daily drop. So I would say he was also an athlete that was onboarded using That's Not. So
yeah, there's,
I think that's amazing.
There's an important update there to the so the proposal that we did to start the NAS revolution. So this was submitted back on the 12th of Jan. The transaction for that one is executable tomorrow. So what will happen then is I'll go along and click the execute button, and from our treasury, it's going to send out 50 NAS NFTs to the multi-sig for That's Gnarly. And then from there, they'll be ready for distribution. So that's going to be worked in with the contracts and stuff as well. But I think initially we'll just distribute those manually until we figure out more of the, you know, user front end decisions. UX decisions and all that sort of stuff as well. So it's going to be cool. Looking forward to it.
I've been talking to Rocket Man a lot about this in the DMs, and the growth, of course, is quite impeccable. We love what you're seeing and everything that's happening. But at the same time, I was telling him, no, we have to factor in, you know, the growth of a real product. Although crypto moves fast, you have to realize a product like this that sort of interfaces between crypto and Web 2 takes time to grow, because you're essentially tapping into two communities at the same time. And we just need to give it, you know, that growth, but that, you know, it just moves slowly. I mean, the only question I have is that if, let's say, just giving an example here, Tony Hawk finds out about this, he posts a clip. Are we ready for that type of traffic? Because it could get gnarly.
I think it will get pretty gnarly at that point.
It'll be a tsunami at that point. It ain't even going to be a title.
Tsunami, yeah.
And there are people, let me tell you something, there are people in this who are listening right now who know him personally, and they're just looking. I'm like, oh, should I introduce this to him? So wait, don't invite him yet. Let's get this right.
Yeah, but I think one time on a show, I think you said it. You were like, you guys are like building the plane while it's taking off. And I'm just like, I've thought about you saying that ever since you said it. I'm pretty sure it was you. I know it was in a That's Gnarly space. And yeah. I was just like, so no, Tony Hawk wants to drop a clip. We'll probably make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Strap the boosters on.
It's funny because Tony's actually working. So you guys know how I pants, bro. We got to do them pants. He's actually about to drop with them. They just started talking stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. One of
his boys set him up with my boy Indra. Yeah, so I think Birdhouse might drop or something. Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
How's that for provenance? Sick.
On that point, Christian, it's just like we were here on a space. Zags suggested something. Zags was like, oh, can we have a filter that shows the ones which have dropped, or maybe like, I don't know, what's coming up next? And literally 3 hours later, it was on. So I have to say that's like the craziest. I've worked with devs, and you know, you tell devs to do something, it's like a week.
They're badass. Totally badass.
But Gami, I think this could help us segue into the next, what I want to talk about next. This platform is being funded by Nas, isn't it? That's correct, right?
Yeah, it's, to be frank, it's been funded by the goodwill of the guys developing it so far. Like, we've only given very minimal financial support towards this, and we're super fortunate to be in this position, because like, when you're building new products, you know, like there's the minimum viable stage where it's literally just a matter of answering a bunch of questions. It's just like, does this have legs? Like, who's the user? What exactly do they want? What do they need? Like, all these fundamental questions. So yeah, we're really fortunate to be in this position, and it's I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It's really cool.
I love that. Gami, you had some alpha unrelated to this, some alpha you wanted to share with us?
Oh, there's a couple of little things. I'll share it. So as everyone may already know, like, I've been a bit distant from the community in recent weeks, just catching up on taxes and all that sort of stuff. Like, word of advice, don't do 15,000 NFT transaction 1 year. And if you're deploying contracts that like interact with your wallet addresses, set up the accounting to recognize those transactions because holy crap, it has been a nightmare doing that, like literally 2 weeks straight of manually categorizing transactions, because none of the software out there recognizes the stuff that Nouns does, because it's cutting edge, right? All these things are quite new. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about was in terms of you know, what's coming up with Nas. I've had the absolute pleasure of working with Volky. So he's Volky ETH on Twitter, if you want to give him a follow. Absolute gun dev. Took over a bunch of stuff that Sam Mason DeCaries was working on. Because Sam's just like flat out with his own day job. Like, he works full time, has a young family, and also his own side projects. So Volky's jumped in and hit the ground running. There's a proposal up at the moment that's going to pay out 6.66 ETH. So 3 ETH will reimburse me for the upfront payment that I made to him. it's all linked to in the proposal on our snapshot and at nars.house. And then the other 3.66 covers all the rest of the development and some funds there to cover gas deployments and refund for those sorts of expenses. Now, those upgrades are basically going to make NAS as decentralized as Nouns. That's been an awesome experience to be a part of that and making that happen. And we're looking at somewhere within 2 weeks, we'll be finished with that work. And I'm hoping that it aligns with the narving. If you see an auction sat there and you get the Bcond and Settle bot response, it's okay if you leave them a little bit longer than usual, because maybe we might need that time. I think we're only a couple of hundred auctions away from the next narving. Then the auctions will be an hour and 20 minutes instead of 40 minutes. Then on the development side, there's a number of other things happening within the community. Shout out to Marty and the other guys, Vlad and Akfa, Alberto, Know-How, everyone. Of course, Ashanti and everyone else. There's been a lot of work on auditing our Discord, improving our onboarding flows, doing everything that we can to make like this a much better experience, because we've, you know, a lot's happened in a short period of time. NAS is not even a year old, and there's just so many things that are sort of half done. So we're getting to the point where things are almost completely done, which is something I'm just really stoked about. And then just a couple of, couple of other things I wanted to point out is, I've got the skateboard.wtf website ready to launch. I'm just holding off until there's not so much other stuff going on. But I'll be selling a heap of boards, the Noun 189 design skateboards in all available sizes. Same that you see Tom Raw riding in his tutorial videos. You know, he's up over like 2 million views now, skating on a NAS branded Nounish deck, which is really cool. And
yeah, the wood looks good. Yeah. It looked like it got popped.
Yeah, actually, inside scoop, Tom taught me, because we have a call every now and then and we do more like crypto education, and I'm helping him, you know, get used to using crypto. And he said that, no word of a lie, it's the most pop he's had in a deck. So like whatever board pusher are doing, like whatever quality Canadian maple you guys are felling, like that shit's the bomb. Like you're launching Tom Rohr up to the highest pop he's had, and he's a man with some serious pop.
Oh my God!
To be honest, I have to tell you this, is I have some of those skateboards from my first prop, and I haven't yet given them out to the Skateboard Association. I'm still trying to find an event to give them out to, but I gave them to one of the skaters, and he did tell me, actually, I was right in your head, he's like, wow, this board is actually really, really good. So shout out to Board Pusher for that.
Yeah, they're crushing it, man, and they've got some cool stuff happening internally that's going to make us have some really, you know, exciting sort of projects we can do with boards and pairing them up with NFC chips and doing some limited edition stuff, artist collabs, all sorts of cool things. So just working through some of that. And the final thing I wanted to mention was two things. Don't forget to check out the podcast with Adam Levy on Mint. It was really fun to do that, and he's got a great community, big audience, and it's just a real blessing to be able to join him on that, especially on the birthday of my Noun. And you can find that at gna.rs/mint. That'll take you to the pod link page where you can pick whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts from. And check your any wallets that you have NAS in, check them on Polygon, because for every NAR and every ALP and every OG and every Noun and a couple of other things, Australian Open have airdropped some wearables for Decentraland to everyone. If you've seen that, they're legit. It's not spam, it's just likely to go in the hidden folder because of OpenSea's annoying filters.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
But yeah, there's some fun, and shout out to Klim, who came up with the designs for the tennis ball headed characters, and then they were replicated into Decentraland. And you know, we've had some retweets and stuff and mentions from Decentraland, which is like an account with 650,000 Twitter followers, so it's like really cool to have that kind of support. And yeah, that's me signing out for now. I've got to go get this auction happening on That's Gnarly.
I think we have covered everything, really. I think everything is done for today. Thanks, everyone, for coming.